The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, Episode 4. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, Al-Habib, the Beloved One. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to this serial of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. In a hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever gathers three things in him has tasted the sweetness of Iman. One, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than everything else in this world. 2. That he loves another person solely for the sake of Allah. 3. That he hates returning to kufr the way he hates to be thrown into a fire." Alhamdulillah, the love of our ummah for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is unparalleled. We, the ummah, send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam copiously and want to learn and hear more about the miraculous life of the Prophet. We have received much praise from you, our dear listeners. Praise that lifted our spirits and confidence in response to this serial of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We thank all those who commented. Please continue to send us feedback so that we can seek to improve this serial in light of your suggestions. Jazakallahu khairan. In the last episode, we mentioned how on return from a trip to Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, was also with them on this journey. Abdul Muttalib brought his beloved grandson back to Makkah. Due to his extreme love for his son Abdullah, Abdul Muttalib dearly loved his grandson Muhammad. It is he who gave him the name Muhammad. The passing of Amina reopened Abdul Muttalib's pain for the love of his son, Abdullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was his last reminder of Abdullah. He took him into his custody. Abdul Muttalib loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam dearly. If Muhammad left his sight for even a little while, he would become worried and would not feel content until he saw Muhammad. It is mentioned in the books of Seerah that an elevated seat would be placed for Abdul Muttalib in the shade of the Kaaba. He was the head of Banu Hashim and Quraysh. When he would come there, he would sit on his elevated seat. His own sons would sit below that seat out of respect for their father. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would come, however, he would climb onto the seat and would sit right next to his loving grandfather. When the others would try to get him to come down, Abdul Muttalib would stop them, saying, "Leave this son of mine, by Allah his status is unique." No doubt, the status of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was unmatched. And why not? He was no ordinary child. This is the childhood of the one on whose dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down the angels, under whose leadership Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered all the prophets on the night of Miraj, the one who went beyond the station towards Allah, beyond which no prophet or angel was ever able to go. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, whose actual name was Shayba, took him under his custody and care for 2 years. However, his life did not support him further. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was only 8 years old when his grandfather passed away. On his deathbed, he instructed his son Abu Talib to look after his nephew Muhammad after him. This was Abu Talib, the father of Ali radiallahu anhu, who was the first child to accept Islam. Abu Talib took great care of his nephew, even more than he cared for his own children. Even after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, Abu Talib continued to support and protect him. Here we should like to mention an incident that took place during the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under the custody and care of Abu Talib. A time came upon Makkah in which she was afflicted with famine. The people of Makkah were extremely worried. They came to Abu Talib to request that he go to the Kaaba and pray to Allah for rain. The reason they came to Abu Talib was that after Abdul Muttalib, who had been the head of Banu Hashim, Abu Talib has become its head and leader. Banu Hashim had the distinction among all the tribes of Makkah that it prepared the food and the water for the pilgrims who came to Makkah. Abdul Muttalib was famously known for having his du'as accepted, such as when Abraha wanted to attack the Kaaba, and Abdul Muttalib held the door of the Kaaba and made a heartfelt du'a to Allah. Subsequently, Allah destroyed Abraha's army and protected his house. After Abdul Muttalib's death, Abu Talib held the position. Hence, the people of Quraysh came to him to request that he make dua to Allah to alleviate their suffering. Abu Talib went to the Kaaba. With him was a child. He held the hand of the child and touched his back against the Kaaba. Holding the finger of the child, he beseeched Allah with dua. Almost immediately, clouds began to gather in the sky and heavy rain began to fall. Copious amounts of rain fell. Who was that child with Abu Talib? It was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all for this episode. Next time we will mention some other incidents from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's childhood. Do join us for that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.